This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news and commentary for today, March 10th, 2023. Your opinion and ideas can be part of two plans that will have long-lasting effects on the future of our region. Jefferson County is launching a website to gather data for the next strategic plan that will lay out goals and objectives for the future. This plan's success depends on input from community members who know and love Jefferson County and have a vested interest in making it an even better place going forward. The plan will be designed to help guide the county in creating a healthy and vibrant community. To be effective, the strategic plan needs lots of community input. If you have ideas or opinions, and most of us do, take time to share them. There are several ways to do this. There is a link to sharing your ideas on the county website, co.jefferson.wa.us, under local news, or in this story in the transcript of this news report on kptz.org. The resulting plan will be released later in 2023. And if you're interested in the possibility of an aquatic center in Port Townsend, the city will host public open house number one to gather community feedback on the Healthier Together Aquatic Center feasibility study. That's next Tuesday, March 14th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Fort Worden Commons. The city's website explains that there have been many efforts over the past decades to plan for and rebuild the pool and or a community health and wellness facility to be built in Port Townsend, serving the entire county. In each of these cases, the efforts did not have the full attention or investment needed. The need is still there, and this first meeting will fill in some of the history and current thinking. The project will require input from everyone. The website says, quote, "This is a heavy lift and collaboration is essential." Another opportunity for community involvement comes from Northwind Art and the Port Townsend Library, who have specially designed postcards for artists to paint or draw their own images of thanks to the land. Drop off your artistic thanks at the Grover Gallery or the library by the end of today. A library exhibit is planned later in the month. The postcard project comes in conjunction with the annual community read. If you haven't already gotten a copy of Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults, there are some copies still available at the library. According to the Leader, Dr. Dow Reinstra is taking a temporary break from his Port Townsend practice on Kearney Street. Dr. Reinstra has been working with patients locally since 1983, when he opened an independent medical practice at Point Hudson. Then as now, he has offered the integration of traditional Western medicine with natural, patient-centered methods. In my view, Dr. Reinstra has been a mainstay of the town's healthcare system, a wise and caring physician. He told the Leader, quote, "I am indebted to all those people of Jefferson County who put their confidence in us and supported our clinic. They gave me one of the best jobs in town." The clinic will continue to work, quote, "full tilt until May 18th. There is no stated reopening date. A thought-provoking question. What would your community be like without news? This is the topic of an essay contest for students aged 14 to 18, sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Jefferson County. Prizes will be awarded to the top three essayists. The deadline is April 21st. To find out more, go to lwvwa.org/Jefferson. This link can be found in the transcript of this news report on kptz.org. Daylight savings starts at 2 a.m. Sunday morning. Someday, our wise leaders may agree to stop changing the time every spring and fall. They talk about it, but we're still obliged to gain an hour in the fall and lose one in the spring. And along with your clocks and watches, the State Marshal's Office strongly recommends that you should take this biannual phenomenon to check your smoke alarms. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Thanks for listening, and remember to set your clocks ahead.